Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another few. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass.
Come on!
But I'm not gonna wake up. I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up. Keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up.
No. Well, hello! Hello there, hello my roller coaster riders. Welcome to Roller Coasting. I'm your host, Megano. Guys, you may or may not notice my voice is sounding croaky, like a frog. Did that sound like a frog? Do you know what I'm good at? Or meow, meow. No, that just sounds like a squeaky door because that was so cool. You may or may not notice my voice is quite croaky. I personally like my voice like this. I think it's quite sexy and mysterious. But it sounds like that because I was at a festival all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what? I was at a festival all weekend here in my hometown of Glasgow, Transmit Festival. Guys, I had the best time. And do you know why I think it was so good? I was not expecting it to be that good. So basically, Transmit isn't like my music taste, right? Like, it's a lot of like indie bands, and that's just something I've never ever dabbled in. So it's not something I've like always been like, I need to go to Transmit, the way I'd like always go to Riverside Festival, which is another festival that's here. However, I got offered a job at it, and I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I mean, I don't have anything against it. It's just not something I would expect to enjoy so much. Oh my Lord. It was fucking fantastic. I was like spending time with people, some people I'd never even met before, some different people, like listening to different music. Although I won't lie, I didn't actually spend a lot of time at the stages, but it was just something dead different, dead out my comfort zone, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I had the time of my life. Also, sorry, I'm not here to do any ads or anything. We don't do it. Ads on Roller Coasting as of yet. But I went with a brand called 4Loko, right? You might be familiar with it. It's like cans of alcoholic caffeinated drinks. Now, I personally can't drink Dragon Soup, which I always thought was very similar to 4Loko, because I'm not being funny, I had a near-death experience with Dragon Soup when I was young. Not touched it since. So at first I was a bit scared about 4Loko, but I think I have found a new drink. Like, we know I'm a tequila drinker when we're mixing, like when we're doing like the whole spirit mixing situation thing. But for on the go convenience, easiness, I'm going to be a 4Loko drinker. One, it tastes nice. It doesn't taste like alcohol to me. The flavours are actually so good. Like the tropical one and the strawberry lemonade one are my favourite. It gets you really drunk, but like a really good drunk, like a really buzzing drink. Drunk, sorry. I wasn't sick once. I drank it for 3 days straight. I didn't drink anything else other than 4Loko's. I feel fine today, even though I've been on a 3 day bender. It's really, really good. I'd really recommend this stuff. I've also, though, I've got a croaky voice just from being out all weekend, and I've got a really sore neck, so I can't move it properly because I went on the waltzers twice. I went on it yesterday in the morning for work, like me and Paul Black, you know who Paul Black is. Also just want to say, not that he'll be listening to this, well, I highly doubt he'll be listening to this, an amazing guy. You know when you followed someone, right, and they're doing so well for themselves and you're like, oh, that's so good. Then you meet them and they're so nice. And now, like, I just want Paul Black to reach for the stars. He's a fantastic boy. Anyway, me and him were to go on the waltzers for content for 4Loko. These are like waltzers on steroids. The boy who was working on the waltzers actually jumped on our waltzers, like health and safety would be all over this, like a bad rash. He jumps on the waltzers to spin us even faster. We're going so fast. I was like defying gravity and my head was like stuck backwards, like a 90 degree angle backwards. So my neck's absolutely done in. Sorry. Anyway, I'm babbling on. This isn't a podcast episode about transmit. But I woke up today like genuinely sad it's over, but also really happy it happened, and this overwhelming feeling of gratitude. So I decided for today's topic, we're going to talk about gratitude. Is that what you could say? Like feeling grateful, feeling appreciative. Okay, let's go. I would say it's become so apparent to me that in recent years, or maybe not years, plural, maybe like year/year and a half, that I feel unbelievably grateful for my life. It's hard to explain, right? But it basically is like wee waves of happiness that run through me, like from head to toe, top to bottom. My heart actually feels warm and large in size, and you actually can't wipe the smile off my face, and occasionally can't get rid of the tears from my eyes. So on this episode, I'm going to break down into a few different topics that I feel grateful for, and I hope this doesn't sound like I'm like showing off or whatever. Hopefully you'll understand that I am just sharing this with you because I think it's a mindset that we should all try and get into. Don't get me wrong, I know it's very like situational based. Like, I feel grateful because I am very lucky to live a really good life. So I'm not saying like, you know what, if your life is falling to fucking bits, you should feel grateful. No, that is totally different. But I just want to share this with you because honestly, it's such a wonderful feeling that I want all of you to feel. Okay, my first topic is family. We are family. I got all my sisters with me. I don't have any sisters. Anyway, I think from a really young age, like probably like a younger age than typically expected, I have felt really, 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 really grateful for my family. When I was younger, something terrible happened that very nearly ruined all of our lives. Like, this terrible thing didn't happen to all of us, but it was just, yeah, I'm not talking about it right now. But I'm weirdly, I wouldn't say grateful because I'm anything but grateful for what happened, but in terms of timing, I'm a bit grateful that it happened when I was a little bit younger, and my memories of it aren't as clear as they would be if it was to happen now. And I probably, well, I definitely at the time didn't understand like the severity of it as I do now. But regardless, I know how serious it was, and I do honestly still feel angry and like genuine pain in like a heartache way on a regular basis about the full thing. But thankfully, the outcome wasn't as awful as it could have been, and nearly very was. And it's definitely had me appreciate family on a whole new level. I'd say it's so, so true. Like, you know, everyone always says, like, you don't appreciate what you have until it's gone. Like, when they're talking about, like, a boy when he fucks over a girl, or when you've fallen out with a friend or something. And honestly, that statement is so true. And although my thing isn't gone, thank God, it was very close. And I think about that all the time, of how differently life would be if this thing was gone. So yeah, it just does unlock like a whole new level of appreciation. But also, I am so, so lucky, like regardless of this terrible incident, I am so lucky that I have an amazing family who have given me an amazing life. And I understand that unfortunately not everybody is as fortunate as me. Like, some people's family situations are heartbreakingly sad, really just not ideal. So obviously you're not going to turn around and be like, I'm so grateful for this. Like, of course you're not going to be. I have always been a daddy's girl. Like when I was wee, people say I used to say I was his wee shadow, and like my dad said, he like take me into the bookies, like he just do absolutely everything. Like whenever he tried to leave the house, I was like, are you not taking me? I was always obsessed with my dad. And not because I favour him to my mum, of course not. Look, I've got mum and dad tattooed on my arm. I ain't picking no favourites. But I think me and my dad are probably more similar. Like, we have the same sense of humour. We both love going out and getting drunk with our friends. So we are probably more alike. But that being said, as much as my dad is like my absolute everything, we still have our moments. It's quite rare that we argue, but sometimes we do. Like, for example, this is so ridiculous, but I got in last night from transit, right? So hungry. Got in from transit and I started making some toast. My dad comes in, he's like,
you're not eating the bread, are you?
And I said, yes, is that a problem? He went,
we use that for Paul's pieces for work.
And I said, there's more than enough for him still to have a sandwich. Like, there's definitely two plus pieces of bread. Is that?
But Megan, he eats that in the morning for his toast as well.
And I was like, I'm not being funny, but since when was I not allowed to eat the bread? Nobody said to me, don't eat the bread, that's for Paul. And I just felt like, you know what, that's actually really hurtful. I thought, you know, forgive me for thinking I was allowed to have some toast after a long, hard day of dancing. Me and my mum do argue quite a lot. Never over anything pure serious. My mum is just like an absolute clean freak, which I like, because obviously the house is always really nice and clean and you can't beat a clean, tidy house. But with the nature of my work, I have a lot of parcels, a lot of clothes, a lot of cardboard, generally quite a lot of shit. And when there's no space to put it away, there's simply no space. I am not yet a magician. I can't magic up more storage space. So we do have arguments mainly, like 90% of the time, about the mess that I'm apparently making. So we argue quite a lot, but I do think that is quite normal for like girls and their mums. Like you clash, don't you? I think that is it. But the arguing aside, and as much as sometimes I think you're doing my tits in, you're doing my tiny tits in, you're really, really getting under my skin, I am able to push that aside, no matter how hard it may be at times, because my mum is amazing. My mum has done everything for me my full life. Like, I'd be totally, totally lost without my mum. So as much as she grinds my gears, like, trust me, this woman has got me in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and into reverse gear. But it's remembering all the stuff she does do for me and how stressful it must be to be a mother. And finally, my wee brother. When we were teenagers, we did not get on. Like, not one bit. I honestly believed Paul was a spawn of the devil. Like, he just was not my cup of tea at all. But now that we're older, and definitely, like, through lockdown this happened, we got super close. Like, I'm so close to my wee brother now. I love, like, when he comes out with my friends. Like, I'm always like, Paul, just come with us. Like, after Christmas Eve, we went back to this weird gaff. Not weird gaff, random gaff, sorry. That was a terrible choice of word. Nobody was weird. Everybody was super nice. But it was very random. And it was Christmas Eve. Borderline inappropriate. But I brought Paul back. So much fun. Like, I love being like, this is my brother. Like, because he is, like, the life and soul of the party as well. So it's really nice and fun. But as I said, like, we used to basically hate each other. Paul loved WWE growing up. He didn't understand these were actors. He would actually, like, choke slam me, like, would try and put me through a chair if he could find one. Like, he was terrifying. But we are so close now, and I almost think, like, oh, I wish that, like, I could turn back the clocks and, like, make us be this close this whole time, because how much I enjoy and appreciate the level we're at now. But I suppose it is what it is, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to keep being as close as we are. So that's all my immediate family dynamics. Obviously, there's Harry, my dog. He's just a fucking legend. Nobody's ever annoyed at Harry. He is just, it is Harry's world and we're all living in it. Speaking of Harry, how sad. He needs to get an operation. He got the same operation on his other back leg like 3 years ago. And it's quite a big operation. It's so sad. And he needs it again on another leg. And we just feel so bad because we're not allowed to play with him or take him big walks. And he's just looking at us like, hey, where's all my tennis balls? It's so sad. I feel awful. But anyway, he's getting that in like August or something. So let's wish him all a speedy recovery. But Harry is just a legend. We love Harry a lot. But in conclusion, to the family tree there, I know every family is different. And as I said, there's unfortunately a lot of people out there who haven't been as blessed, I suppose, with a good one. But if you are, despite the problems and despite the feuds, the arguments, the moans, the groans, the tears, despite all that, like, please try, find the good and hold on to that and work on these things. Work on the things that does your tits in, makes you cry. Because trust me, if anything ever happened to anyone, you'd know all about it. So appreciate the fam. Family. Oh my God, this is so weird, but it's so hot today. Like, but it's not sunny, it's just like humid or clammy, muggy. And I'm so hot that I don't want to open a window because if any like delivery vans go by, you can pure hear it on the microphone. And I don't want to open the window, but I'm so hot. So I've had to strip down to my underwear. So I'm sitting here in a bra and pants, talking into a microphone with headphones on. Literally wearing nothing but bra, pants and headphones. Is very strange. Anyway, moving on to topic two. This one is really current and I suppose quite crazy, because if this never happened, maybe I wouldn't be as grateful for such a gorgeous thing. But the next topic is normal life. And what I mean by that is life post-lockdown. No social distancing, no time limits for bars. Sorry, remember that? That was really fucking strange. No being stuck to a table on a night out, no country bands, no empty shops, no empty streets. I'm not being funny, but what the fuck was our life during the pandemic? That was a bizarre time. I feel like we all deserve some kind of medal or award later in life for that. Like, what the hell? Who the hell put the muffins in the freezer? I really am and always have been someone who loves to go out. Like, go out and party on the weekends, go to the shops during the week, go to cafes, restaurants. Just getting out there and socialising. I've never, ever been a home bird. Like, it's just not my thing. I'm just not into it. I actually get quite claustrophobic in the house. There was a day a few weeks ago that I really didn't feel well and I knew my body just needed me to stay in and relax. I hated it. I felt like a prisoner in my own home. I was like, oh, I want to get out that front door. No. Actually, speaking of COVID, when I had COVID, oh my God, I was at an all-time low. Like, to the point where I got my call from Track and Trace. And basically my isolation got extended because I was initially isolating because I'd seen Erin who had COVID, so I was a close contact, but I had no symptoms or anything. So then 3 days passed and I started to feel unwell. Got a test, it was positive. So my isolation had to start all over again. So I isolated for 13 days in total. It was shambolic. So when I got that phone call to say, oh, your isolation's like having to restart because you didn't have symptoms until now, I was sobbing on the phone to the point the lady was like, right, I'm gonna get some help for you, like I'll have someone call you like if you're feeling this low. And I was like, no, I am fine, kind of, but I'm really, really sad. She was dead worried about me and there was no need to be that worried about me, but honestly it was bad time. Anyway, sorry, as I was saying, so lockdown to me was something I found really tough. Like, you know, some people are like, this is quite fun. Like, I'm on furlough. I'm out sunbathing during the day in the back. Then I'm playing my games or watching movies, watching CDCs. None of that appeals to me. None. Not a single ounce of it. One, I never even got furloughed anyway. So I really drew the short straw. And I don't watch TV, I don't watch movies. All I watched, and literally no word of a lie, it took me a year and a half to finish, was Friends. I didn't even finish it during lockdown. I was still going after lockdown. I just don't have the attention span. I hate sitting still. It's just, it bores me to tears. It's like watching paint dry, in my opinion. So I personally found lockdown really tough. I felt dead lonely, even though I had my family. Like, God, my heart goes out to anyone who didn't have family. Obviously, I had my family, but I just felt very lonely and disconnected, and also felt like I was just wasting life. So I remember I'd sit in lockdown and I'd look at all my old pictures, videos, whatever, from like nights out, festivals, holidays, and the only thing that was getting me through and the only thing that could kind of motivate me, I suppose, was thinking like, we will get that back. Like, I just need to keep the faith. I'll be doing that again at one point, like who knows when, because God, that just went on and on and on and on and on and on. I thought, I will get that point at one time and just like think how amazing that will feel. The first time I did get a wee slice of heaven again was actually in Liverpool. So me, Dominique and Erin went to meet, we call them our turkey friends, but they're actually from Sunderland. And one of which is my fantastic, amazing, talented editor, Tom. Hey, Tom. We met them, I'm sure you probably know this by now, we met them in Turkey. And then we're like, let's have a reunion. So we all met up in Liverpool. And whilst we were there, it was actually Freedom Weekend. I mean, I don't think that's like an official term that people use, but I use it. It was the first weekend, sorry. Hay fever's the worst. I'm so choked up and the roof of my mouth is so itchy. Anyway, it was Freedom Weekend there. So it was the first weekend that clubs were open and like everything was back to normal. There was no rules. This was euphoric. See, when we stepped into that club and you heard the music, it was so busy. The floor was so sticky from everyone spilling drinks. I thought, here we fucking go. It felt like I was in a movie, like a really emotional scene in a movie. I did think, like, I'll only feel this one time because this is like the first time, like eventually this will just feel normal again. Like, you know, sometimes you just can't be arsed with a night out. You're like, oh, no, the feeling has not gone. It is with me all the time, and it is like the feeling is just when I'm standing there, right, and I look around, like no matter if I'm sober, drunk, like I just stand and look around and my heart is so warm. I'm just smiling so wide, seeing places busy, seeing people smiling, people with their friends, people dancing. It is, oh, it's just so, so good. Sorry, I'm not going to mention Ibiza because you just will be like, shut up, we get it. But when I was in Ibiza there with the girls, like, yes, I love Ibiza because I love the place, I love the clubs, I love going out, blah, 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 blah. But what I really, really, really loved, and something that you just can't put a price on, is just being there again with my friends in another country, dancing in a busy club, doing all the things that we were so deprived of for so long. The feeling of appreciation and gratitude I have, wow. Even simple things like, forget the extravagant festivals, holidays, whatever. The other morning, Thursday morning, I was in town. Did anyone see my Instagram stories? Basically, I first of all had a very exciting meeting. More on that later. But I had a very exciting meeting. The night before, me, Nadine and Erin had been out because Nadine graduated uni. Go Queen, woohoo! She graduated, so we went out for lunch with her family. Then we went out for a few drinks, and then it just absolutely escalated. I don't remember getting home. No. That is not behaviour I am promoting. That's very dangerous and very silly. But anyway, I woke up in the morning and I had this exciting meeting, which I was actually late for, which we all know I'm never, ever, ever, ever categorically ever late. But I was this day. But anyway, I went to this meeting, which was amazing. Then I came out and I was still definitely like half pissed, like half drunk. I was walking about and the sun was shining. Glasgow looked so stunning. It was so bright. I started to walk through town. I thought, fuck it, I'll just go a wee walk. It was mobbed. It was so, so busy. Like, what's that street called? Buchanan Street? Or is it Argyle Street? Buchanan Street. Busy one with all the shops on it. It was mobbed. The skies were blue. There was buskers everywhere. It was just the most wholesome thing. I was myself. I was talking to my phone. People probably thought, is that wee lassie okay? Probably not. I can answer you. No, she's probably not. She's not been okay for a long time. She's gone crazy. But it was just so wholesome. And I was just looking around thinking, like, thank God this is how life is again. I remember going up to town, like, just for something to do. during lockdown or whatever, it was dead. The shops aren't open. The restaurants aren't open. It was bleak. The word is bleak. Do you guys know what that means, or is that just me? Because I feel like I never hear people say that. It was dull and sad and just lacking a lot of pizzazz. And obviously, of course, Transmit was another experience of that. And do you know what I really, really loved? So I have this friend, Chris, who's one of my close boy pals. I met him when I worked at BT, and we've stayed close friends ever since, because obviously I worked there many moons ago. But he met up with us, like all his friends, all my friends, we all met up. They were all listening to Palonatini. I don't know any Palonatini songs, but I was just there for the vibes. But I was like, this is amazing. Like, at one point, because he's not from Glasgow, at one point, the government had genuinely advised, or the government, or Nicola Sturgeon, sorry, I'm not very good with politics. It genuinely was rules that I would not have been allowed to have seen him. Like, I could not have went to see him if I wanted to, because we have different postcodes. And now here we are at a music festival. Hundreds, I mean, I don't know how many people go to Transmit, thousands, probably tens of thousands of people, all enjoying themselves, getting drunk, cuddling each other, no social distancing. COVID just seemed like a distant memory. Oh, normal life is the best. Like, can we all just appreciate it and say how much we love normal life so that it never leaves us again? The next topic, of course, has to be my work. Now, I know I bang on about this all of the time, and sometimes I do worry a wee bit, like, am I rubbing this in, like, or something, fuck knows, you know me, I'm an overthinker, but I cannot and will not hide how much this means to me. I've touched on it before, and I will again in more detail in another episode, but I have been in jobs before where I've not only hated it, but they've also, like, massively impacted my mental health. So I know how it feels to be anything but grateful for your job. So here I am now, doing what I love, something I'm genuinely passionate about for a living. If you ever do find yourself in this position, like, no matter what the job or profession is, you should never ever forget how lucky you truly are, in my opinion. Obviously, I can't even put into words what it means to be working with some of my favourite brands ever, to be making a comfortable living at the moment. Like, I can't stress the opportunities I get, like, going to Transmit. Like, I cannot stress how grateful I am of that. I really cannot tell you what that means to me. But I think what means even more than that is you guys and the amazing things that you say to me. At Transmit on the Saturday, there was honestly like an hour window of time where I was uncontrollably sobbing because I genuinely couldn't believe what people were saying to me. Good things, of course. No one was making me cry by being evil, although that has happened in the past. When I record this wee podcast or film YouTube videos, I am just rambling on and oversharing. I'm never in a million years in my wildest imagination thinking people were sitting laughing at me, people were relating to me, and I certainly never feel that I'm helping anyone. But people were saying how I've cheered them up in bad times and how they feel comfortable in their own skin because of me, how I've normalised the way they feel. Like, what the actual fuckity? Sorry, I'm swearing a lot more than usual today. These are things that I could only dream of hearing. So when I do, it is it's literally undescribable. I cannot tell you what yous mean to me. I thank my lucky stars every single day that yous actually are sitting there supporting me to an extent where I get to live my dream life. I honestly, I don't know what I've done to deserve it. But yeah, this job is changed my life, and if I could give any advice, it's never give up on what you want, because see, when you get there, or you get close to there, because I'm still not really where I want to be, but when you start experiencing this thing you've dreamt of for so long, the feeling is unmatched. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to feel this way. And we'll finish up super wholesomely, is that a word? And speak about my wonderful boyfriend, Calzo, and all of my gorgeous best friends. I've kind of merged them into the one topic, but anyway, here we go. For those of you who don't know, I've been with Callum for almost 7 years now. 7 years, that is terrifying. God, we're getting close to a decade. Is a decade 10 years or a century? No, a century is 100, isn't it? So what's 50? Ah, half a century. Okay, sorry, on a tangent. So yeah, we've been together for almost 7 years. And do you know what? We're not perfect. We're miles off being perfect. But see, seriously, who is? And I know people have their reservations about getting in a relationship at such a young age. And honestly, I do get it. Like, now that I'm older and I've been with Callum so long, I totally understand what people are meaning when they say these things to you when you are younger. Because it is scary. It is challenging as you grow effectively into different people. Like, who I was at 17 is not who I am now at 24. And same goes for Calzo. But when you've got an egg as good as Calzo, nothing's impossible. Callum lets me be me. Crazy me, moany me, happy me, sad me, any me, literally any version. He supports anything I could do. And I can honestly say this man causes me no trouble. He's a complete breeze. Like, seriously, like, see the things I hear, like, boyfriends moan at their girlfriends for. I think, Jesus, Joni, it would not be me. Who could be arsed? But honestly, I know he will always stick by me through thick, through thin. Although I was only 17 when I met Calzo, aka a baby, I actually had experienced a bit, like nowhere near the same scale, like not even close, but a bit of a relationship before with someone else. One that hurt me a lot. So honestly, Calm was like my knight in shining armour, and all the faults that existed before just simply are not there with him. So although Callum moves like a slug, I mean, this boy is the slowest human being. Like, I swear, oh, there's nobody slower than Callum Bradley. Like, come at me if you think you are. And he isn't covered in tattoos, which would be super, super lovely. And he doesn't know how to cook Nandos, which would be a massive bonus. He is absolutely fantastic, and I'm so lucky to call him my boyfriend. So thanks for sticking around, Calzo. I love you. And my friends, oh, where does one begin? I'm honestly really, really lucky, and I know that, to have a lot of best friends. Like, I look around me and notice other people who just aren't as lucky, as cutthroat as that might sound. I wouldn't be half the person I am if it wasn't for my girls. Like, they make me feel so comfortable to the point I'm just unapologetically me. Are my biggest cheerleaders, no matter how small the accomplishment, and they are right there to catch me whenever I fall. That's really cheesy, but trust me, they are. Honestly, speaking from experience, good friends can be really hard to find, and you might have a lot of different friends before your ones. Like, you will meet people and be like, this is my best friend for life. Nothing would ever separate us. Like, you might grow up with someone and think, like, I love that we've met each other at such a young age. We have the rest of our lives. The reality of the situation can be no. Like, I have been there. I've experienced that. But when you find your friends, you'll actually be so thankful you went through all that and have ended up with these amazing people in your life. And don't get me wrong, I won't sugarcoat it. Like, even when you have found your bestest friends, they're still going to know you. You're going to have different opinions. You're going to have different interests. Sometimes you'll clash. Sometimes there'll be arguments. But if they have the qualities I just explained a second ago, then you better bloody hold them tight and never, ever let go. Never, and I mean never, patch your friends for a relationship. Don't get too complacent and stop making effort. These friends are like flowers. You need to make time for them and you need to nourish them, no matter how busy you might be. And that is what I'll do for the rest of my life, because these girls are, like, I have won an absolute watch with all of my best friends. You all know who you are. I don't even need to name you. You'll be sitting there with your wee earphones in like, yep, that's me.
Yep, that's me.
And I love you a lot. So guys, that is me before I start sobbing. See if you've seen me at Lewis Capaldi last night. I went to Transmit with bright green eyeliner on yesterday and I left. It looked like I hadn't even put on makeup. I was sobbing my eyes out. He is amazing. I also got home and I went to bed. I was still drunk. And I was like, I can't wait till the morning. Like, I need to listen to him again. So I put on Lewis Capaldi on Spotify and I put my phone at volume 1 so that nobody else in the house would hear. And I sat like holding my phone basically in my ear and fell asleep to it. I don't know how it turned off or anything. I woke up and my phone was at my feet in bed. I'm quite prone to like doing shit in my sleep, so maybe I like turned it off or something. I don't know. Lewis Capaldi is a living legend. That'll be me now. Like, I will not stop listening to him straight for a month. Like, I won't listen to anybody else. He's fucking amazing. But anyway, I hope this episode has been as wholesome of a listen as it has been to record. I know it sounds really cheesy, right? But this is a piece of advice that you should take from this episode. Every day when you wake up, either write it down or say it out loud or even just say it in your head. Say one thing that you feel grateful for. Even if it's the same thing as yesterday, just say it again. And I promise you, you will start the day with a wee spring in your step. I can't tell you how much better you feel when you start practicing gratitude. I don't actually know what that means. I won't lie. I don't Google anything like this. I only Google health anxiety things. But I can tell you, since the moment I have started being more appreciative of life for every small little thing, my quality of life has been overall miles better. My heart is so full right now and I couldn't be more grateful. If you've not got the just already, I love you so, so much, my roller coaster riders. Thank you for listening as always, and I will see you again next week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Full of gratitude. Goodbye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.